Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S.-led coalition has advice for Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has told Iraqi leaders they should accelerate their efforts to defeat the Islamic State group. Carter met with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi after making an unannounced visit Wednesday to Baghdad. Carter told reporters he discussed with both men the importance of building on their success to complete the recapture of Ramadi and then continue the campaign with an important goal of retaking Mosul. Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were killed in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq. That's where Turkish troops are training Iraqi soldiers. Western media are reporting that Islamic State militants fired rockets on the Iraqi camp near the city of Mosul. Rebels and pro-government forces are accusing each other of violating a ceasefire in Yemen. However, the truce appears to be holding together for the most part. The accusations include continued ground fighting, shelling by Houthi rebels, and airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition that has been backing President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi's government. The ceasefire went into effect on Tuesday as representatives from the government and rebels began UN-sponsored peace talks in Switzerland. Opposition leaders in central Ethiopia say security forces have killed more than 40 people in recent weeks amid protests against a government development plan. Demonstrators began holding rallies late last month over a plan to expand the city limits of Addis Ababa, the capital. Critics in Ethiopia's Oromia region say the plan would displace farmers and rob the area of autonomy.